Oh, this is Terry.
Hey, yes, Miss Terry, it's Kevon giving you a call back from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Hey, thanks. This thing is down to 1%. I can't believe it even rang.
Yes, ma'am. So I was giving you an update. So I did get in contact with another service provider. I had them secured and everything. The only thing that only reason that kept me from securing them was that the service provider said that they couldn't accept emails overnight, so they couldn't get paid for the service. We couldn't send them the email with the credit card information on there, so they weren't able to get paid. So they won't be able to get paid for the service, so they have to cancel. So and other than that, I got one said that he had no drivers until the morning time. Another one said that there was no drivers in the area. And the last three, they weren't answering.
Thank you for at least calling.
You're welcome, ma'am.
I mean, my friend has AAA, and I guess maybe I'll try and I don't even, I really don't. Thank you. And I know you really did make the effort, and that, I mean, I of that I appreciate.
Well, I thank you for the recognition, 'cause I really am trying over here.
And I, you know what? And I, and here's the thing. I believe you. I'm not sure that you were prior to us having that conversation. And that's probably it about ready to go. But just whether you were or weren't, like I told you, I mean, I'm serious when I'm telling you. I'm down here because I was rescuing a bird. I've taken 10 birds in 2 weeks. An hour one way, an hour back. And then it takes some birds, it takes me 20 minutes, some 2 or 3 hours to get. And I don't quit. I don't give up on them. What's breaking my heart more than the fact that I'm screwed over right now, if somebody were to call me first thing in the morning and say, this bird, he needs you. I can't go get him. And that breaks my heart. Screw me. I'll figure shit out. But when I can't help other people because I'm fucked over, and excuse my language, hopefully your kids are asleep, then that breaks my heart. And my dog, my friend said, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I said, look, they're going to woke him up at 1:30 in the morning. If the world lets me down, it's on the people that are letting me down, not me. And they will not get that ride to the next stage. And you tried, and I do appreciate that. And I'm serious. Put that worth ethic harder than you've ever done before and teach your kids that. Because this is not a gravy train. And the more you give, the more you get. And the more you actually get in the sense of feeling good, which is what God wants us all to do, is feel good.
Right.
So there's my sermon for the night. And thank you for trying. I don't even know what to do because to secure something at 9 in the morning, I mean, I'm better off just waking up again, I guess, at 6 or 7. Get up, 6 or 7. I ain't going to sleep. Are you kidding me? I got to go take care of a dog that can't walk. Just never let people down, okay? And teach your kids that.
Yes, ma'am.
And you will have
I will.
The biggest abundance of when you surround yourself with love, love comes back. And, but we all have to, and this is this is my lesson. God's going, Terry, are you going to get so upset? I go, no. The only thing, and you hear it in my voice, I'm not mad, other than the fact I can't help my dog and a bird. I don't really care what you do to me. Just don't let me not help others. So on that happy note, always try and just always do that little bit more, and it's amazing what you'll get back. And thank you for trying, and thank you for calling me back.
You're welcome, Mel. And I'm still not going to stop searching for service providers for you. This was just an update. I am still going to look.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. All right. We'll talk.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. I thank you as well.